got cooking. How's about cooking something up with me?
Okay, welcome to Cooking Fish. We've got some really good recipes for you today. We've got the regular cast, Fish and Frank, Pastor Nani, and Captain Barry. And special guest today is Captain Kale. And no, your microphones aren't on, guys. No, wait a minute. My fish, leave my fish alone. Now I'm going to turn on your microphone. Promise to be nice to me.
You were muted.
Why were we muted?
And you
he doesn't trust us.
I don't trust us either, but hey.
Yeah, wait a minute. I was eating that fish. I was going to get time to eat it. Kale didn't get to any to taste yet?
Well, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. We have actual fish in the studio today.
Fish in the studio.
He brought it in. He had it at the counter up in the store, and I was like, what's that? Oh, wow, it's really good. I want that at my desk.
That's grouper from today. I actually caught that right before I came here.
This fish was swimming in the Gulf of Mexico this morning.
That's right. Well, it was. It's not now, obviously.
I mean, I know it was, but I'm just saying now it's in the studio.
Yeah. You got to wait an hour before it can do it again.
Wow.
Now nobody in here is able to talk because you got your mouth full. What's going on with that?
You can take up all the airspace. Go
ahead. That wasn't proper planning.
I generally do that anyway, Barry. I talk a lot. That's one of my downfalls of being a pastor, just because I can talk. That's a requirement to be a pastor.
Now, what did you catch him with?
A rod and reel. That's how that works.
I could have thought of that. I'm sitting there thinking to myself, shotgun, you know.
That's what you've been doing
wrong. You some more over there, Kel?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
You're good. All right. So I went out with today.
I want to take some of this home for the wife.
I'm telling you.
She's going to love that.
We used Reaper rods today. I got to give a shout out. We wanted to experience what they could do. We've been using the pin rods. We've been using the satellite rods. We've used ugly sticks, a lot of things. But today we went the Reaper rods. We wanted to test them out. We was going big, go home. So we tried them out. We had the pin conventional rod reels on there with the Reaper rods. The Reaper rod was 180. The one that caught that grouper was 100. And this grouper was 35 and a half inches.
Wow.
But he was fat.
And what type of grouper was it, Pastor Donnie?
Red. He was a red grouper. This is actually all the meat that was in this was only from a half of the fillet. That's all it was.
That's a half a fillet.
That's a half of one side of
a half. A half a fish.
So a quarter. Half a half is a quarter.
Good job, Barry.
Thank you, guys.
No one in here does math. There's a reason for that.
You can literally tell which one of us went to college, can't you?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
I can't work the register, though, yet.
No.
That's okay.
I figure out the tax thing, but.
Yeah.
There's college smarts and there's bait shop smarts.
Right.
You know.
So we went today we was about 30.
I went to the College of Worms, Shrimp.
Oh, and Lord, here we go.
Okay, so what bait were you using?
So today we had, out on the boat, we had some shrimp. We had some of your little bait on a strip.
The fish bites?
The fish bites.
Did that work for you? Because I know we talked about that on a previous show.
Amazingly, yes. I was really, really, really shocked.
For what? For bait? You were using for squirrel fish and pinfish?
No, we used them for the grouper.
You caught the grouper on the fish bite?
Crab.
The crab-scented one?
Crab-scented.
Anything
else? Crab-scented fish bites.
Crab-scented.
That fish?
Bite. That fish.
Anything else on the hook? Did you put any other like piece of squid? Or
just that.
How big? It's about a half inch wide strip.
Is it that wide? I don't.
It's about a half an inch wide.
All right.
Yeah.
But I used a strip about 4 inches long, 5 inches long.
So
and just cut it off.
So it looked like a worm.
Yeah. Basically.
Which was actually good strategy in the full moon.
Yeah. And so tossed in, and it did not even hit the bottom. Didn't even think about it.
Huh.
A fish bite caught. A strip of fish bite caught a 35-inch red grouper.
Yeah. Why not?
I mean, I've seen them caught on tomatoes.
Tomatoes?
Publix. Yeah, sure. Publix chicken wings put on the hook.
Yeah, I got to do chicken wings this weekend.
Yeah, but tomatoes is another one. Just if you got some tomatoes that aren't really good, just whack them into quarters and stick them on the hook. They love tomatoes.
What? Like consistently, Frank? Consistently?
No, I don't understand why you guys are so amazed by this.
I've just never thought of that.
Anything goes during the full moon. You can take night crawlers out there during the full moon and catch grouper.
Actually, night crawlers is... we tell people they're not a great saltwater bait because technically it's not, but... Even sheephead love the worms, night crawlers, wigglers, and all that.
They're wiggling out there, you know. They catch their eye both.
We have sandworms. We've got these. There's just so many worms in saltwater.
Sure.
Blood worms and sandworms and all this other kind of stuff.
And they all come out to breed on the full moon.
Yep.
So
it's pretty neat. They work. The shrimp one, we was tearing up lane snappers like you would not believe. And so instead of hooking a live shrimp, throwing it down there, win some, lose some, put this fish bites on there that has the shrimp flavor, put it on there, toss it down there, use it about 10 times per fish, and switch it out, use a new one. It's harder to get that thing off the hook than anything.
I usually just stick another piece on. I'm too lazy to try and get it out, because if you don't have a razor blade or scissors...
That mesh is really tough.
It's really tough.
And just a side note, we are not sponsored by anyone. I'm just telling you what worked. That's it.
That's interesting that we mentioned it on a show, and then now he's actually using it, and he caught... That's a beautiful...
Yeah, it's crazy how that worked. Now, one of the fish that we caught on it, because we were also in a bait hole with a grouper hole, we'll catch our bait in the same hole, okay? That's why we were there. We was catching bait. That was just a surprise. Bam, all right? And so there you go. There was a total of three or four that we caught out of that hole. Same kind of baits. I think one was on a squirrel fish. But we started catching black tip grunts. The little black tip grunts.
Yeah, the Tom Tates.
Yep. So we started catching those. I started throwing those in the live well. Got a few squirrel fish, put them in the live well. Got one good lane snapper out of it, but that's it. So Dad was bored. He said, all right, forget about it. And so we went to the USS Hawk, and we caught his amberjack today. And we used a black tip for that, and we just threw it out there, or the spotted tail grunt.
Tom Tates.
And we caught his amberjack, and it was 53 inches. But the grouper is the sail. So we get back, and I scale it all out, you know, or I flay it all out, give it to the wife. I said, you go take care of this real quick. I got to get ready for the show, but I got to clean the boat. So literally at 5 o'clock, I got done cleaning the boat. She cooked the fish. At 5:30, the fish was ready. We put it in the container, and here we are.
Tell Katrina we love her. Yeah. We miss her. We're waiting for her to come back on the show.
Yep.
But she's getting her degree, right?
Yes, she is. This is her final semester for the bachelor's part. She's got two associates, and now this is her bachelor's.
Yeah. Well, tell her we miss her, and we love her cooking, and we want her back on the show.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Katrina.
All right, so
thank you.
Here I am. Is this a new recipe? Is this one you've talked about?
We have talked about sort of this. We deep fried... the grouper, what we did was we went into Publix yesterday, knowing we're going to fish today. So we went into Publix. We got some lefties.
I'm going to go and tell them they've got to sponsor this show.
I know, right?
We all shop there. They need to give us money because we say Publix all the time.
It works.
I know it works.
So there's a brand called Lefties in the seasoning aisle, and for your fish and chicken. And so get it. And what I do is I take that home. I add garlic and parsley. I add Italian seasoning, oregano, and, there's another one. Italian seasoning, oregano, parsley, and I'll have to remember the other one.
Thyme?
No.
Rosemary.
But you can add thyme and rosemary. It's all good, but I'll have to remember the other one here in a minute. But we add those. We mix it in with the flour. And then we do an egg white mix with a little bit of milk. We soak our fish in it, drain it out, we flour it up, we let that sit for a second, get the peanut oil heated up, and then we throw it in and let it cook.
All right. So I've got about a cup or 2 cups of the flour or batter mix.
This is a bag because we do the whole grouper.
Okay.
The whole one half of a grouper.
We've got all the different ingredients. About how much of that are you putting in? A teaspoon?
It's really by taste. It's ballpark, a little bit more than a teaspoon on each one, because what you want to do...
about a tablespoon.
Yeah, just under a tablespoon in between the two, really. What I do is I put it in and I mix it.
Okay.
I take a whisk and I take it around there and I make sure I can see some flakes. And then I put the next one in. And I do the same thing, and I put it in, whisk it around. I want to see it mix up pretty good. I do the same thing when, if I'm making bread or if I'm doing anything. I want to see texture moving around in it. And so I use just under a tablespoon, just over a teaspoon. Just in between there is kind of I use the palm of my hand is what I use.
So the good thing about it is at least if you've got to get an idea, because, you know, they're on radio and it's hard to tell exactly what kind of measurements. Yep. We're not ever going to get it exactly. Yep. But season the taste with these individual ones.
Absolutely.
But basically start off with about a teaspoon, put it in, stir it in with the... Mm-hmm. Now, this is Lefty's?
Yeah, Lefty's chicken and fish mix.
Okay. So you're going to put in enough oregano where you can see some flakes through
that's
it
right.
as you, after you stir it up a bit.
Right.
Okay.
A little bit of parsley. Oh, garlic. You have garlic. You have garlic and parsley. You have
now, garlic
oregano.
You're not going to be able to see.
No, but
now,
that's
you're
with
using
your parsley
garlic
mix.
Powder or...
Salt. Salt.
Garlic
and,
salt.
The parsley mix. It's made by McCombs, I think.
Okay. Yeah. So this is an actual mix where you got garlic, salt, and...
This parsley is just mixed in with it, the little green
okay.
flakes.
All right.
And so you mix this in there and you wisp it up and you make sure that it just has a good texture all the way around it. And then when you fry it, you know, you don't want a real thick breading on it. You just want to put a nice little breading on there and fry it up.
But, I mean, and, this is like... This is more even than a restaurant does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes a lot of patience, man. Yeah.
Wow.
I showed my wife, look, this is no kidding. I've been cooking fish my whole life. My wife, she's Filipino. She does things a little bit different. And we're in the kitchen. And she was like, all right, show me how you make your fish. And I was like, no, babe, you don't understand. I've done this my whole life. You're not going to be able to understand this, but just watch me one time.
Sure she will.
Yes, she was. It's really not that special. I mean, I tried, though.
Thought you had, like, a lifetime of learning that no one else can do.
I did, man. I did. But she watched me one time. She's like, oh, I got this. Get out of here. And I don't even get to cook my fish anymore. Most of the time she gets to cook it, but it always comes out like this.
I was going
to
say, if this is the outcome,
yeah,
you better not complain. As big as you are, I'll smack you in the head
because
this is wonderful.
And this is cold. You got to think, it takes me about 40 minutes to drive
here. It's cold. It's room temperature.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful.
It's
that's
why
I really wanted to talk to you. So I like the Lefty's, the garlic, the oregano, parsley, and all that.
Now, me personally, this is because mom and dad's going to eat out of the same batch, right? And there's a lot more at the house, by the way. Mom and dad will eat out of this, and Miss Laura, they don't like real spicy stuff, okay? So the other thing I put in there is a tablespoon and a half, and sometimes a little more, of the Tony Cesare spices. Mm. And I want to heat it up. Now that's me and Katrina, me and the wife.
This batch is not.
This batch is not.
Say it's
no,
not, it's
this
not
is Frank's safe.
Yeah, this is
Frank's
safe.
Of us, and the other end ain't any better.
But I wanted to make sure that you guys got to see what we talk about. I mean, when I cook, I want you guys to be able to.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that. Really good. I would say, Frank, that's you can don't. Dip those gator nugget, grouper nuggets into your mustard and mayo, right? Wasn't that?
Yeah, that was your crazy
good.
Mix.
Really?
That's
I don't know about that.
I had to bring that back from last episode.
It's okay. I mean,
I'm so worried about the mayonnaise and ketchup, which
when
I think
I was
is
young,
dressing, I think. I don't know.
The number one thing, we did not have a lot of money growing up. And there was times when we had pretty much no money. You would eat whatever was around. You have bread, peanut butter, no jelly. Go to pickle relish. It's literally one of the best things ever.
Pickle relish and what else?
Peanut butter on bread.
Pickle relish and what?
Peanut butter and pickle relish.
Instead of a peanut butter jelly.
No, I don't have. We didn't have jelly.
I know you didn't have the jelly.
But
I know that,
instead of jelly, I just used pickle relish. And it's wonderful. I still eat it to this day.
Wow. That's gross.
I get it. It sounds horrible. But I will challenge any of you. Just get some regular pickle relish.
No, you're on your own, Frank. I don't
peanut
even like pickle relish.
And pickle relish.
I'll pass.
I don't even like pickle relish. I'm not down with that. I don't even like peanut butter that much. I'll eat it, but I don't want to.
I love pickle.
If you don't like,
I won't eat pickle relish.
Yeah.
If you,
it's different.
It's sweet.
I don't know. It is different.
Then take a regular, Vlasic's kosher dough pickle.
No, can't do that either.
And slice it up and put peanut butter on that. That's awesome.
My wife tried to get me to eat a deep fried pickle. No.
No.
Don't mess with my pickles.
I honestly, I'm not a big fan of the fried pickle. Everybody goes, oh, you got to have the pickles, I'm like, okay, it's fried.
No,
all right,
no,
I don't.
You know, Barry, as a cook on this show, you can tell I'm surrounded by not a cook. He is definitely not a cook. Frank is not
Did
a cook.
I ever say I was?
No, but
Have I insinuated to the fact? I grew up poor, so I ate what I had.
I grew up poor, too, but I had common sense. I didn't put pickles on peanut butter.
You had more money than I did.
I did not. I ate worms out of the woods.
We knew.
That
and
tastes
you're
better than pickle
relish. Peanut butter and pickles is...
Pickle relish is just not right on peanut butter.
You're right, Daddy. Eating worms is so much better.
I at least washed them off in a creek. They didn't have dirt on them. I mean, come on.
We knew he was off and he was mixing his mayonnaise and mustard.
Yeah, this is true. Mayonnaise and mustard... Pickles and peanut butter.
Mayonnaise and mustard is...
It sounds like a pregnant joke.
But I'm a diabetic. And ketchup, tomato ketchup, is loaded with sugar.
It is.
And if you're a diabetic, you should not eat ketchup, much of it at all.
Oh.
But there is no carbs, there's no sugar in mayonnaise. And in mustard, there's no carbs and no sugar.
All right, so Radioland, on Cooking Fish, we are now teaching you a diabetic recipe. You can...
And...
Use this
really,
as your dipping
I will
sauce.
Bring you, I've got a recipe written down for doing fish in a grill with mustard and mayonnaise. If you try it, it's to die for. And you might, just from the look on your face, but, you know.
You might just die.
You know, we had this talk, what was it, a couple shows back that we was talking about, you know, I'll take mayonnaise and then I'll take honey and I'll mix the two together.
Yes.
And I'll eat. Chicken nuggets with that.
Sure.
And it tastes really good if you go to Chick-fil-A, shout out to the Christian organization, and you dip your chicken nuggets in the mayonnaise and the honey sauce. Man, is that really good. Mayonnaise and mustard, no, Frank.
It's okay. You don't have to do it.
Mm-mm.
That's...
It just don't even sound right.
It's... Neither do I.
Yeah.
What part of me is insinuating there's something right about this?
This is true.
I have never said, I've always said, there's normal over there,
yeah,
and me way on the other way, side in the bleachers.
Way over there, yeah.
I'm up in the nosebleed seats away from normal.
You know, out in left field?
Sure.
Frank is definitely not even in the park right now.
Oh, no. I'm more center field right.
Yeah.
Bleacher seats, nosebleeds.
Oh, boy. But yes.
I was going to say, Pastor Johnny, so your parents, tonight when they're eating this grouper, what side dish is going to go with these grouper nuggets?
Typically, what we'd like to have with that is cheese grits. So you take some grits, cook it in some butter and some salt, throw some cheese in there, and have that.
It's like fish and grits kind of deal.
Yeah, fish and grits. The wife, because, you know, we do the whole Asian thing, we have a lot of rice at the house. So we'll do a brown rice, and inside of that we'll have a little bit of garlic and a little bit of parsley, and then we'll put the fish on top of that, and then we'll just eat it that way as well.
Gotcha.
So, I wouldn't have a side dish. I'd get me a big old bowl of it just like that, turn on the TV, watch a good movie, and just pick at
it's
it all
like
night long.
Instead of popcorn chicken, it's popcorn chicken.
I watched Green Lantern today. I had stomach issues, ended up going home, and Green Lantern was on.
I'm glad you clarified that.
You would have eaten it all.
I would have literally, that would have been, that's like the perfect movie food ever.
I thought he was saying he watched the Green Lantern and got a stomachache.
I thought the Green Lantern came out as a result of the stomachache.
That's what I was saying. Ooh. No,
I just literally, my stomach's been really upset.
The fish always turns out good. It's a great mix, especially for a white. Fish like grouper.
For an old white guy, is that what you're saying?
No,
this is an especially good mix for an old white guy.
No, the fish, the meat of the fish is a white one. So.
I'm thinking here, you know, I don't know. All right. So, if you're an old white guy and you really like good food, this is going to be something you're going to really love. Yeah. You know, now, Kale, he's doing cheese, grits with cheese and what in them?
Just butter.
Cheese and
just
butter.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, your wife's Spanish.
Sure.
Now, what would she do on the side dish?
With that, probably black beans and rice.
Oh, man. That sounds good.
Mm. Almost without a doubt.
Mm. Yeah, that sounds good.
All right.
With some, like,
I would eat
cilantro.
I would eat anything.
So, now,
except for the
so you've already said. All right, so your choice is the grits. Your wife's choice is the rice.
Well, actually, I'll eat anything with it. Mom and Dad does the cheese grits and butter.
So
my wife does the rice. Me, I mean, you could do mac and cheese with that easily.
Okay. So, Barry, all I'm trying to do now.
Side dish.
Side dish. Barry's side dish.
Barry's going to say fried pickles, isn't he? I don't know. What do you got for
it? If I was eating that right now, I would kind of like some asparagus with it. Not going to lie. kind of weird, right?
No, not really. That would be a really good side for that.
A young man like that even knows what asparagus is?
Actually,
I didn't know what asparagus was. I never tried it until I was 40 years old.
See?
And my wife tricked me.
Oh.
I thought they were green beans.
Really long green beans.
She cut them up.
Oh.
It was evil, I tell you.
Yeah, most of our wives are. So I mean, not, whoa. Not what I meant. Yeah. Not how I meant it.
I get it.
Yeah.
I would say I would steam some asparagus, throw a little butter on there, salt and pepper, bam. That's
man, that sounds good.
Have you tried that broccoli asparagus cross I think they have out? I think that's what it is.
I have not tried a GMO of that nature, no.
It's awesome.
Hey, just
no,
a third
it really is.
Just
I, a
third
I eat
a
lot of
there.
Asparagus, but that new one, that,
yeah.
that bread thing,
uh-huh.
wow, that's
you,
good.
How did you know this is, they have it at hashtag Publix. What's up, guys? and they have cotton candy flavored grapes. Have you guys heard
cotton
of this?
Cotton candy flavored what?
Grapes.
Grapes.
They're regular, like, green, yellow-looking grapes. Throw it in your mouth. The juice is cotton candy.
I'm going there when we leave.
I'm not.
By the way, anyway,
could we get some kind of disclaimer at Publix? Every time we say Publix, they give us
a cotton candy grapes.
Everybody out there, every time we say Publix, have a shot.
No. As the pastor, I would recommend not having a shot. But
okay, Publix. For all the fishing guys, you can do the shot.
Publix.
For all the God guys out there, Donnie says no.
Make
no.
sure it's wine.
I just wine. I'm sorry. I know God. I know Donnie doesn't think God. Well, I'm going to hell then because I love a shot.
You know,
I'm into my moonshine. I'm into my good booze.
Actually,
I'm not a big drinker overall, but when I do, I want to have something nice.
Frank, let's have some God part on this.
I was going to say there's a stairway to heaven, which takes a while, but there's a highway to hell.
Right. It
yes,
gives
there
you,
is.
It yes. really lets you know the it really lets you know the expected numbers.
The expected numbers.
And I've got a 350 and I've got a 427 Chevy I'm cruising in down that highway.
This is on a serious note. I want to talk to you guys a minute about this. We was talking about, you know, alcohol as being a bad thing. And it's actually not. It's the product after the drinking.
Moderation is the key.
That's right.
Too much oxygen will kill you. Too much alcohol will ruin you.
If we
know much of anything.
If we know sin is sin, right? And every one of us is sin. Every one of us is a sinner. Except for Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was literally God in the flesh who came down here and lived as we lived. And he turned the water into wine. So if the wine was a sin, he would be guilty, and that would mean that he would be punished.
My point exactly.
But it's the moderation side. So if you're back there slamming and getting drunk, maybe check yourself before you wreck yourself. But just to moderately drink it, it's not
having
a bad thing.
Having a cocktail or two is
now,
a wonderful thing.
Now, me as a pastor,
thing.
I'm not supposed to have it
having
at all.
10 so is a bad thing.
That's right.
Stay within your limits and be good.
Stay sober of sound mind.
Kill.
Yes.
The grouper. How close in do you think red grouper would be, like, say, to me, I think of them like on the Atlantic side or Pacific as more of a deeper water fish.
I don't think
you're really going to find them too close to shore. Now, the Gulf of Mexico is different because it's pretty shallow, far out.
Right.
Now,
right.
When you're doing grouper in the Atlantic or the Pacific, how far out do you usually have to go?
I'm not in the Gulf of Mexico. I'm not even going to start fishing until I cross 20 miles.
Wow. Amen.
Okay.
Now,
amen.
Not so much looking for red grouper that deep, but at 20 miles, once you pass that, you've gotten rid of probably 85% of your fishermen.
Mm. Oh, I gotcha.
Oh, so you're trying to get away.
Yep. Yeah, because I was going to say, I've caught plenty of red grouper in that 10 to 12 mile range, but I know what you're saying.
30,
about
40 feet of water.
40,
yeah.
40 boats out there with you.
All right.
And once you get past that, I'm with you, brother.
Yep.
I want my solitude. I like getting out there.
All right. Well, unfortunately, I just looked down, and I'm just about out of time here. If you want to say we've got less than, you got about 30 seconds.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this day and our food and all your blessings, Lord, and we ask you to bless these things, nourish it into our body, and give our body the strength to serve you. And Father, forgive us for where we fail you. Father, let us always be reminded to love our neighbors, and amen.
And we always like to say a little bit of grace before the meal, because this was actually Lefty's mix. Some garlic, some oregano, some
parsley seasoning.
And mix it all up. And this was awesome, Donnie. Thank you so much for the food. You want to say goodbye, Captain Barry?
Have a great evening. And that was, grouper is really good, not going to lie.
You want to say goodbye, Captain Kel?
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Donnie.
Later, guys.
This is Cooking Fish. Captain Donnie, Captain Barry, Fishing Frank, guest Captain Kale. Bye.